starting off 2024 saying hello to new and goodbye to old and recognizing accomplishments. With this rewind to 2024, I'm Melissa Patrick. At the Nashville Council meeting for January, local scout Quentin Veers would come to council to ask to create a new welcome sign to replace the current one. This would be a timber one with a sheet metal roof to protect the sign and could potentially include historical pictures.
It's going to be a white oak timber frame with white oak pegs. That's a rough blueprint of it right now. It's going to have about the same roof as what's on it now. I'm going to try and make it the same size or a little bit bigger. It's going to be like a rustic look. I'm not going to paint it to see the way it is. It's probably going to have a shingle roof on it like how it is now.
You get stained or lacquered?
I may just clear coat it. Get that way it stays protected.
But just go talk to Craig. They're literally getting done with the Nashville history books. I guarantee they got copies of the pictures. So just go down there and go through them. Whatever you think you want to put on there. Brian Stair will have an aerial view with a drone. If you want to put that on the backside like it used to be.
The Ashland West Holmes Career Center was one of the recipients of the Super Rapids grant, which would provide funds to help with the construction on the old county building next door and help to offset some of the costs, as that portion is not OFCC funded like the high school portion. The Super Rapids grant was part of the state operating budget.
The LAMPS Consortium, all the programs that we're along with, so you're looking at OB, Lorain County JBS, Lorain County Community College, Cuyahoga Valley Career Center. We went on a big group and put together to get some of those funds. Add one more dental chair to the mix over there and help cover some of the cost of the renovation work for that lab and put it.
Holmes County Planning Commission Director Arnie Oliver shared that they were discussing the demolition of the old health department building and a house on the parcel next to it. This would be done with funds from the demolition grant program from the state.
Yeah, those dollars come from the brownfield program the state has. So with that bill, I think you're going to see a contingent round of funds. So that's good to have, be able to compile a list like that. I would call it not your major brownfield site, but rural brownfield, where you're basically addressing some of the buildings. So some have been vacated, some have been, just don't have the dollars to knock it down.
You've done a lot of good, Arnie, with getting rid of a lot of eyesores over the last, been doing this now for the last 15, 20 years.
Millersburg welcomed their first new mayor in 17 years with former council member Kelly Hoffe stepping into the mayor's position. After winning the November general election, Brad Kahn would be voted council president and council would set the meetings for the year, and Mayor Hoffe would open up some new ideas going into her first term.
If you have any questions at any time, any comments, please come up to the microphone, and that way the people that are watching from home can hear you. If you're shy and you don't want to talk by the microphone, there are little note cards over there. You can write your question or your comment and just bring it and set it up here, and I'll ask. If there's a committee meeting and it's not with all of council, whoever's council members that are there needs to bring the minutes or notes back to council, and we'll discuss it whenever we discuss committees. And that way, Bobby can take those then, and we don't have to have her and Karen out all hours all the time.
Around the state, Ohio's Republican-controlled House of Representatives and the Senate would vote to override Governor Mike DeWine's veto of House Bill 68, banning all gender-affirming health care for minors, and ban transgender athletes from playing girls' and women's sports, setting the bill up to go into effect in 90 days. Governor DeWine would also sign an executive order which banned transgender transition surgery for anyone under the age of 18 at any hospital or ambulatory surgical facility in the state. The Red Cross would announce that the blood supply is at such critically low levels they declared a nationwide emergency. Some powdered baby formula would be pulled from the shelves due to contamination issues, and there was still concern over recalls involving applesauce pouches containing high lead amounts that weren't sampled before being sent out. And in Bryan, Ohio, a pastor accused of housing homeless people in his church would be facing 18 criminal charges and would plead not guilty, and the pastor would seek a restraining order against the city. With this rewind back to 2024, I'm Melissa Patrick.